Hey folks, and welcome back to another Dev Influencers podcast. I'm your host, Charles Maxwood, and I'm going to be talking really this week about becoming a Dev Influencer, like what that means, what's involved, what you're going to be doing and things like that. I wanted to start out and just talk about this term lately that's kind of been thrown in my face a little bit. It's not so much that I'm objecting to it, as much as I don't want to come across as, I don't know, let me just talk through it. So a lot of folks that I've talked to about doing dev influencer stuff, there's usually some kind of outcome or difference that they want to make, right? There's something that they're trying to do that makes a difference. And effectively then what they want is they want to build an audience or build a following so that they can make that difference, whatever it is, right? And the problem is that then we start talking about becoming an influencer or becoming well-known and things like that. And people kind of shy away from that. And this is something that I've experienced as well. And I just wanted to talk through for a minute is that I've had people say, oh, dude, you're like developer famous or you're a web celebrity or you know things like that. And for me, it was never really about the celebrity either. I mean, at some point, I felt like I was important or that I was, you know, making important contributions to the developer community, but mostly I was doing it because I either enjoyed it or I liked the people I was talking to, or I liked kind of the reach that I was getting into areas where I could talk to experts and things like that. And so at the end of the day, yeah, there's some, you know, feel goods that you get about being a web celebrity, but for the most part, it really just boils down to, you know, what you're after and what you're about. And so I started to kind of pull back from that idea a little bit. And I really wasn't, I guess, super excited about, oh, well, I don't want to come across as this, you know, high and mighty person. And I don't want people to think that I'm in this just to be well known and blah, blah, blah. And I realized that a lot of that is really dumb. And the reason is that, there are two things that make it really dumb, in my opinion. One is that I'm in a position to make a difference for folks, right? And lately I've been thinking and listening to some folks and listening to some stuff. Lately I've also been listening to the book Atlas Shrugged. And I realized that it's not a bad thing to be well-known or to have some kind of celebrity status. Now, there's a lot of baggage with the word celebrity, and some of it is not what I want, right? It's not where I want to head. But the flip side is that the reality is there is power behind having a certain level of influence. And I want to use that in order to make the developer communities better, right? So I've been thinking deeply about what that means and what it looks like and stuff like that. And you can go pick up doing Dev Chat because I've been talking about it there. But anyway, So I've kind of embraced the idea of being a celebrity or being an influencer, right? Because at the end of the day, I can help people. I can make a difference for people who are out there trying to do whatever it is they're trying to do with their career or their life, right? And that's ultimately what I'm after is I'm after, okay, if you want this thing, what kind of work do you need to be doing to get there, right? And for some people, some of that work is going to be sort of the influencer work. And for other people, maybe it isn't. But at the end of the day, that's what we're building. That's what we're building on. That's what we're working on. And so if I, you know, if I become well known, if I become a real influence within the community, I'm going to embrace it because I can make a difference. The other thing is that I've realized that I've allowed a lot of other people's opinions about me and about the work that I do to kind of drive a lot of the ideas behind, well, I don't want to come across as this. I don't want to come across as that. And I realized that it's almost a form of tyranny, right? Where you have people basically overlaying their value system on your life. And I realized that's not fair, right? There are a lot of things that are going on. I've met a lot of people actually that, you know, I had this impression of before I got to know them and then figured out, you know what? They've got a lot of the same human issues I do. And so at the end of the day, what we're working on is we're working on just building this community. And I'm going to do what I feel like I need to do in order to get the outcome that I'm looking for, right? which is mostly around you getting whatever outcome you want, right? I'm trying to enable people to step up and have or do what it is that they want to have or do. And so if I can make that difference, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if people like what I say. It doesn't matter if people like what I do. It doesn't matter if people look at the way I live my life and if it lines up with their values. And I don't care anymore. I just decided, you know what? I've got to live as authentically as I can. And yeah, a lot of my opinions don't fall under the sort of popular opinions of today in the dev community. But at the end of the day, there are people that I can help, and that's what I'm going to be doing. And so I wanted to just jump in and talk a bit about, and this week I'm going to be talking about how to become a dev influencer and why, and what, maybe some of the things that people have in their heads that are just kind of broken ideas around this. And just give you an idea of, okay, what when we're talking about becoming a dev influencer, when we're talking about sort of becoming this celebrity level status, whatever, how do you do it? Like, what are kind of the secrets to it? And, why you might be the right person despite some of the thinking that you're hearing, or the thinking that's in your head. And so that's what this is really about, is I want to help people who want to make a difference, make a difference. And I don't care if that's speaking at conferences or putting on a podcast or working in a company that holds some kind of sway or power or social whatever status within society. At the end of the day, what I'm really talking about is, okay, let's open up the field, right? And let's put some information out there that helps folks evaluate who you are, and so that you can get what you want from the relationship, but also so that you are in a position to give to those people what you want to give to those people and produce what you want to produce. And so, anyway, this is kind of, I guess, a confession that I'm embracing kind of the celebrity idea, in the sense that I have the opportunity now to help or make a difference for other folks. And so, if you're out there and you're trying to figure out what your next step is, it may be being an influencer. And even if you're new, you may be the right person to do this. So anyway, if you're interested in knowing more, keep listening throughout this week. But also feel free to reach out to me. You can apply at devchat.tv. No, it's devinfluencers.com/apply. And just fill it in. Just let me know what you're trying to do, where you're trying to go, and we can jump on a strategic call and we can figure out what the next steps are. But honestly, that's something that I'm really, really getting into being about. And I really want to help you make a difference out there in the community as well. So anyway, stay tuned. I'll dive into this more in a minute. Well, in a minute for me. You'll get the next episode tomorrow. And until next time, max out.